Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you are UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Ingrid on the line, and she has a great story she wants to share with you. Ingrid, say hello, and let the people know who you are and your company.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you, Nigeria. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. I'm Ingrid Murray from Kingston, Jamaica, and I'm the president and CEO of Prospect Cleaning Service, Inc., and Prospect is located in Brooklyn, New York, in the heart of Flatbush Avenue. It was started many, many years ago by my husband, Courtney Murray, formerly Stateway Cleaning. I took it over in 2014, and I renamed it Prospect Cleaning because we were right next to the park. I was a bit taken aback by the fact that that name wasn't taken already. But anyway, I'm here doing my thing here in Brooklyn, New York. I migrated here 10 years ago. It's been a ride.
Man, we are in COVID-19, a whole pandemic. How has the cleaning business been affected by that? And what new protocols had to be put in place?
Oh, well, for most cleaning companies, I can say this was really a silver lining for most companies. It was an opportunity for them to actually shine. My saying that is because people did not take cleaning seriously. Even though you would think it was a viable area of business, it wasn't really taken seriously. People would say, oh, we'll have our staff clean up after themselves and stuff like that. It wasn't considered important unless it's a medical center. Right. Or a hospital or something like that. But COVID-19, it changed all of that.
Changed the game, huh?
Oh, yeah. It really did. And just like everybody else, we had to restructure a lot of things because, of course, the CDC came up with different guidelines that we had to follow. Right. Most of us were already doing that. We found that clients now who were asking for basic cleaning now realize the importance of disinfecting and sanitizing.
Right.
And those were some of the stuff that used to set us apart because we've always been doing that. This is nothing new.
Right.
If I'm supposed to send you contracts since 2011, since I took over, every contract states that. Clean, disinfect, and sanitize. So it's a three-step process. So I realize now that was some of the reason why we weren't getting some of the jobs we wanted because our pricing was consisting of the three steps while most people just wanted cleaning. They didn't want the disinfecting of the phones. We were always doing that. We were always disinfecting desks and tables, the lunch rooms and break rooms. We were always doing that, but they didn't want it. They just wanted us to come in, take out the trash. We literally have people just ask us to do that.
Wow.
All we want you guys to do is to take out the trash and mop and vacuum. That's all. We don't need anything else. And I'm like, okay, but you know, we need to do this. And no, I don't want that. All I want you to do is to take out the trash. Just take out the trash and it's a small space and this and that. Now they want a whole shebang. We want you to come in 3 times a week.
Wow.
We want you to come in every day. We need a full-time porter on staff to do this right throughout the day. So, yeah, the game has changed.
So what's the difference between disinfect and sanitize?
Okay, so disinfect is using actually a disinfectant agent. So, like, most detergents would carry some form of disinfectant or something that kills bacteria, viruses, and fungicides. And we realized that most people did not understand the concept. They thought that once you clean, you were disinfected. So cleaning is first removing dirt.
Right.
So you're removing the dirt, you're removing grime, dust, all of that. And then we would disinfect using a disinfectant cleaner. And then after which we can sanitize by using steam for the most part, or you could use a UVL. Or you could use an electrostatic sprayer. So Victory has always been selling electrostatic sprayers. But most people didn't know what they were.
Right.
You know, people in our industry, most people who are familiar with the nursing homes and stuff like that, they might have been aware. But people prior to that weren't aware. So this has always been something that's been around. But after COVID-19, they're like, oh, it's like a light blew up and Victory sold out of machines.
Wow.
$600 machines started selling for $7,000. It's crazy.
Whoa. Yeah, prices kind of always do a jump in times of crisis. But, you know, you have an interesting story about your transition into this great contract you have, and I would like you to share your testimony.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. Every time I remember that day, I get goosebumps all over again.
It's all right. Man. You're about to help somebody. You're about to help somebody.
I tell you. So I started working with MTA close to 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and doing the Metro North location in New Haven, Connecticut. So they had just erected a new building. I think it was building 26. And so the New Haven yard consists of about 20 buildings, and we had the opportunity to get one building out of 26. So when they mandated that you had to award at least 30% or meet a 30% criteria for awarding bids to minority and women-owned business or disadvantaged business or veteran-owned businesses, this was something that came into play, and we had the opportunity. So out of 26 buildings, they're like, okay, let's throw one out there. We got the opportunity to get that one building,
mm-hmm.
and it created this wonderful relationship. We did an extremely good service there, and it was talked about for years. COVID-19 came. I got a call, you know, from the procurement director for Metro North, and she said, I know you're working with us already doing our New Haven building, and we wanted to find out if you would be interested in assisting in cleaning and sanitizing our stations. And I was like, of course. And asked her to just send me the information so I can create a scope of work for you. And we could maybe look at them. And she said, no, there are quite a few, but I can send you the list. And she called me back the next day to ask me if the proposal was ready. And I was like, I'm still waiting on the list.
Right.
So I got a list, and I called a friend of mine, my husband's friend, who used to work at Metro North. He's retired now. And I asked him to tell me about these locations. And then he was like, oh, this is a big place. This one is a really, really big place. It's about 3 million square feet in space to clean. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Then I started Googling the addresses, and I'm seeing these spaces that goes on for miles.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, my God, no, what is going on here? So she called me back that afternoon to ask me if I was ready. And I was like, it's hard for me to even give you a price during the fact that I can't see the building. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to create a different pricing structure in order for it to be fair to both you and I. But I'm not into just getting rich overnight off the MTA, to
right.
be honest. It's what I said to her. And I'm like, I can't give you an hourly rate because I don't know how much time it's going to take to clean these spaces, because we didn't see them.
Right.
And they didn't have no idea of what the sizes were. They couldn't tell me it's 30,000 square feet, it's 1 million square foot. They couldn't tell me none of that.
Right.
So I decided to charge per square foot like I do with most of my contracts.
Okay.
And so we went and they asked us if we could start on Saturday. And I'm like, Saturday? And she said, yes. So we said, okay, fine, we'll go. I called a couple of my neighbors. And I told her, yes, we could come. I had my son. I called my neighbors and a couple of other employees that I would use for job work. And they all came. We drove two vehicles and we went there. And when we saw the place, I almost passed out.
Wow.
It was a whole, I can't describe how big it is. It's probably 100 acres. So we're talking about a huge place.
Right.
And we did it. And then the guy, he was so impressed. He said, oh, Ingrid, he called me in his office and he said, you know what? I want you guys to do all the locations that we have.
Wow.
And I said, okay. And I closed the door and I ran outside and I stand outside his office. And I'm jumping up and down. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm jumping up and down. And I can't believe what the hell is this happening to me. And so, you know, my husband and I grabbed him. And I was like, honey, you know what this is? You know what this is? This is... And we were just going on and on and on. And I was so excited. I prayed immediately. We prayed and we thanked God for this blessing.
Amen.
And we started reworking things right there and then. I'm sitting there and then I went back to speak to the gentleman again. And he said, oh, God, I never met a badass, a more badass than you. Never had a woman to come in, take control with such short notice
right.
to create, to formulate such a vibrant crew and have everything done. And we were so happy. They gave us everything and we're like, God, I don't know. I did count zeros and I'm like, I still can't believe it. I still pinch myself every now and again about the whole situation. But yes, the business transformed. We were 6 figures and we moved to 7 figures overnight. Like
wow.
Just like that.
Wow. Before that big break, there was this point where you had to let some of your workers go.
No, actually I didn't yet because I've been working a lot with the government. So I have a lot of state contracts and all state offices were still running. Like, you know, I work with the New York State Thruway Authority, New York State Bridge Authority, and my medical centers. I do Weill Cornell Medical Facilities. All of these were running.
Okay.
But just that same week, I lost like about, was it, what, 15 of our clients? Like everybody called on the very same day.
Right.
I lost gyms. I lost event spaces. I lost studios, production studios, because I do a lot of work for media houses. We lost so many. But all those people, so even though we got the call the same way to say that, oh, this is their last week, we just transferred those people into this contract. So they never
okay.
got to go home one day.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I went on Facebook because I needed more people.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, we got a call from the mayor. And this was crazy for the Javits Center. And I was scared, to be honest with you. When I got a call for the Javits Center, I was so leery because I wanted to make sure I'm not spreading myself too thin,
right?
You know, acquiring the Metro North, and we were told that there was a possibility that we would have gone over to transit as well. So if I'm doing Metro North and transit at the same time, I don't want to set myself up for failure. So I was scared about that. And then in my mind, I kept thinking, oh, the Javits Center is going to be a COVID center. And I was afraid. Like,
right.
kind of afraid.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Metro North, but I was also leery, like, going into a hospital. My dad lives here with me. He's 85, and I have underlying sickness, and I had my granddaughter, who was a couple months old at the time, and I'm like, oh, God. But unfortunately, we didn't get the Javits Center.
Okay.
Another company got it, but we were so grateful we didn't get it, to be honest.
Wow.
Even, it just worked out the way it was supposed to, and we were able to dedicate our service to, and then we hear, I need 24-hour service at Grand Central. I'm like, get out of here. You guys are crazy. Yeah, and I need 24 hours at New Haven. I need people at New Haven all day. I need people at Bridgeport. And I'm like, in just 3 days, we had close to, what, 100 people working.
You went from how many staff to 100? Initially, you had how
25.
Many? 25. Wow. So you went from 25 to needing 100 workers?
Yeah. No sleep, because we had to train all the new people. We worked right throughout, right, Courtney? We slept like about 4 hours. We spent hours driving because we drove from New Haven all the way to Croton Harmon. Almost every day, we're doing so many rounds. I have people in Connecticut that were running Connecticut. And remember, this was new to everybody. So it wasn't as if we had people who were seasoned.
Right.
My managers are seasoned in terms of being managers, but in the turnaround was so short. So I was, and I'm making sure we're not failing.
Right.
We're not getting any bad report. I was not going to ever get one bad phone call. And yes, we didn't. Let me knock on wood about that.
Right.
We didn't get any, not even one bad phone call. And we weren't having it. So I was making sure we would leave here 5 o'clock in the morning, get to New Haven, talk to the New Haven team, make sure everything is, because my New Haven team are Spanish speakers.
Right.
And I am not bilingual by any means.
Right. That's okay.
Yeah, I am not fluent. I know a little bit and I can communicate with them.
Right.
And of course, I have Google, so Google Translate for me.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we're talking to the team, telling them exactly what we want to get done, printing shirts, getting shirts printed, you know, to make sure everybody's uniform.
Right.
So it was a lot of work. And just everything, just organizing everything, constantly on the phone. I'm driving, I'm on the phone, on Bluetooth, talking to so many, like, I'm never off the phone. The phone rang 24 hours per day. I barely slept. And then finally, it eased in like about 3 weeks. We were pretty comfortable. Yeah, within 3 weeks, we had everybody knowing exactly where they needed to go, knowing exactly what they need to do each day, formulated a structured team. Everything was cohesive. We were communicating fluently. And one of my friends, so he owns a trophy business. Usually I buy a trophy from him for my award ceremonies every year that I host for my staff. And I hired him because his business went down.
Wow.
Like, he had no work.
Right.
So I hired him as to fill in as operations manager for the Croton Harmon Yard, because I tell you that there, that one location is 100 acres.
It, wow.
It's huge. It goes on for miles.
Right.
So we had them. He ran that. Then I dispersed. I had Courtney at one location. I am at another location. And then we meet in the middle. We're having our meeting daily.
Right.
Communicating about shortcomings that we foresee and just working. And we made changes. M&R, wonderful place to work. I mean, the team, it was new to them too.
Uh-huh.
And we were exchanging methods of how we can have issues resolved, how we can fix things. We got other work. We went there. We saw that there were some, you know, a little, some areas weren't taken care of properly, and we made suggestions on how to get this looking good.
Right.
They allowed us the opportunity to make the transformation. We did it. They were super, super, super happy. And the next thing I know, I got more contracts with them because of the work that we're doing. We got contracts. Peep staff recommend us to people.
Right.
I had a staff recommend his daughter's school, called us. Now we're going to be doing the school. We had union reps calling their union, staff calling their union to talk about our service. And we did work for union, even though we're non-union, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a blessing. And now my phone rings 24 hours a day because of just MTA alone, differently, on huge contracts, Skanska. Which I've worked with Skanska before, but it opened more doors because now I have a solid resume to
right,
say I have
that's
done
right.
work over
that's
3
right.
million, 5 million square feet in work. And in terms of dollar amount, we're over 3 million. Now we can be bonded for $1 million, which wasn't even...
Right.
It's not even heard of. Getting bonding for that amount of money was unheard of. Now we can bid on bigger contracts. I'm bidding currently on the JFK Airport American Airline Terminal 8.
Uh-huh.
I'm bidding on that. Hopefully we can ring the bell again.
That's right. That's right.
But it's been great. Yeah.
Ingrid, I mean, what was it like when those phone calls was coming in and they was canceling everything?
Oh God, girl, I was about to lose my hair and I don't have any.
Man.
I am here like, Courtney, what are we going to do? We're going to start today. We're going to just, there's a joke in the house. So I was packing 2 barrels to send to Jamaica to some relatives, the food. And of course the port closed down.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's a good thing we have these barrels because we don't have no work, so we will have food to eat. For you know something? Those 2 barrels are still in my living room. I still can't get them out of here. But, you know, it's been great. Another opportunity that presented itself was the churches. Oh, my God. We got inundated, flooded with churches.
Okay.
Like, churches galore. A friend saw me on Facebook, and she had me come in to see her church.
Mm-hmm.
Then her friend, her sisters, send out information to their church. So basically clean, everybody in the family who goes to a church, we've cleaned those churches.
Okay.
Then I had the opportunity to meet with the African-American clergy and elected officials. I had the opportunity, Keith arranged this, by the way, for me to speak there. And then that was another floodgate opening up with churches. And we were able to offer volunteer service to some of them.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, we trained the custodian how to properly clean the church. And we had another church, this huge church on Utica Avenue. They don't have a custodian. Everybody in there volunteer, like every person. And it's huge. They came out. We held a class. I taught them how to clean the church, what chemicals to use and everything. And we did all the floors, and it was wonderful. This church, this pastor calls me like one time per week.
Nice, nice.
So it's been a blessing. So for every church, we do deep cleaning. The deep cleaning consists of cleaning the upholstered chairs.
Mm-hmm.
We steam clean them all, and we use a disinfectant to clean them as well. We clean the carpet. We wipe down, we go up on ladders, and we clean all the lighting fixtures, the air vents. Trust me, there are places in the church that nobody has knew existed.
Right.
And when they go in and see sparkling, it's a wonderful feeling. This has created an opportunity for not only exponential growth in my business, but me as a person. Like, I'm currently doing my master's in organizational leadership. And girl, I can tell you, before I was struggling to write some of these papers, I'm like reeling them out now like there's nothing. Because my experience, just this, and having to formulate, putting in place leaders, creating systems and in place that are workable, all of that. So these are stuff that I would normally have time to do. But just having to do them in such a short space of time, I'm like, okay, I didn't know I had this much in me. Like,
right.
It's crazy. It's just shown me a brand new life.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, as I reflect on that now, I just remembered my give back home to Jamaica, where we, I've been doing it now for 10 years, you know, sending kids back to school with tuition, books, and stuff. Like, because of this humongous blessing to the MTA and other clients, I was able to do something on a grander scale this year, where we were able to give out funds to students to pay their tuition back home and provide books and uniform. And the blessings just go on. I use my church, so I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. I've been working with the Community Service Department of Hellsville Seventh-day Adventist Church for years. So Sisters Pauline and I've been, we have our secret meetings, and then we come up with stuff and do things. And I would usually, my rental income from Jamaica is what I used to use before to fund this. Like every year I would use a certain amount of my rent and give back to the kids. And so this year we could do something so much bigger and better.
Right.
And it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing.
Excellent. So are you hiring still?
Oh, we're always hiring.
Well, give the information. Some people may want a job, you know. Tell them your information.
God, the phone is not ringing, so we're always hiring.
Okay.
So, it's Prosper Cleaning Service, Inc. We're located at 495 Flatbush Avenue between Empire Boulevard and Leffert. And you could go online as well and complete an application there, which is easier than you. But we would prefer if you submit an application online, attach a copy of your resume with it. If you are OSHA certified, that would be great, whether OSHA 10 or OSHA 30. Because we do a lot of post-construction cleanup as well. We have a couple of new contracts that start in between September and the end of the year for the schools. So we're still working on those. We have part-time positions and some full-time positions. For the process, you have to go to training and pass the test and all of that, because we make sure that the people that we're getting, they're not just looking for a job, but they want to be a part of this experience, because working with Prospect, I'm telling you, it's an experience.
Right.
It's a wonderful experience. I love my team. I just celebrated my 44th birthday last week, and they had a gift competition. Who going to give me the best gift?
Yeah, I love
because
it.
Because they say I'm the best boss.
Nice, nice.
Trust me, I don't think I'm the best boss. I think they're the best team because I've never seen that before.
Amazing.
But it's amazing. It's amazing. So get online. Go to www.prospectcleaningnyc.com and click on the employment tab, and you can complete the application there.
Ingrid, thank you so much for sharing your story and your experience with us. I mean, like you said, people don't understand or value cleaning. And so I appreciate it. I learned a lot myself. And do y'all come to people's homes? Because y'all come to my house and clean and disinfect and sanitize if you want
that,
to.
That was a while back.
You done graduated?
Yeah, I graduated from house cleaning.
I love it.
I've not enough of that. I'm not doing that no more.
Okay.
Now I'm bougie. Now I listen.
I love it.
I'm now bougie. I don't clean houses no more. I clean businesses.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much again. As we say, once a key player, always a key player. Your story is very inspirational and very informative, and I'm really glad you stopped by to share that with us. So we're always here for you. You have some more good news, or you know, you keep growing and growing, give us a call back and let us know.
Okay, I will. And thank you so much for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
You're more than welcome.
All right. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.